lama dhamba jimden de dejin java dhamba yangda paran zobe zan sanja zwa dhamba devar jeba jeden jemba devon dhe akalo jeba lada min menang je dhamba sanje jimden de vanja vasa jadu ala jaza chula jazo je gomari Lama tomba chumden de dejin jeba da jumba yang da vara zore za chazo demba de vara jeba jeden jemba jevon de hegalo jeba la tada minan je tomba sanje chumden de banja wa sa jadu wa la chazo lo chazo jazo je Lama Dhamma Chumden De De Jin Chabha Da Chumba Yang Da Varan Zobhe Dhamma Da Chazu Dhamma De Vara Shabha Jirin Dhamma Devo Dhuya Karo Lama Mabha Lada Minun De Dhamma Sanje Chumden De Panja Vasha Jadu Vala Chazu Jazu Jiu Kante Kanye Zuo Jitam Tse Zajan Dila Kumbang Dungpo Nenganye Jitin Dina Chuchi Tse Kewa Chula Chasa Lo Namza Kunga Chudu Su Eche Jaso Siti Chumpo Tata Kwa Jitin Sumna Kumbo Chunye Chula Chasa Lo Zinza Dwa Timenta Chato Dawa Chala Chasa Lo Dunda Chata Sipa Suma Jinyame Kijin Chala Chasa Lo Tuji Chitin Pa Tamji Chimpi Tumpa Bo Suna Yundin Chasu Tiji Chala Chasa Lo Dabi Dacha Dawa Chukive Nisun Lichu Chitu Tita Chuchu Va Shiju Chala Chasa Nē-chūvē-lāyāng-dē-lā-vā-tā-lā-rā-tū-nē-shīng-gē-tāng-bā-yūn-dē-jī-yāng-chā-tā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā-vā ra do ze ga ra na ra je se be a zo le so I proceed to the actual gems. Thus I've heard speaking. Where is the English? In English, the heart of the... Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shari Pucha, therefore, because there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear, having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable work with complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequal, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering should be known as truth, since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is to great.
So, before the granting the oral transmission of the Gaudiya Sutra, so we experimentally practice. Particularly Guru-Shakyamuni Buddha, that is the embodiment of all the Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha. And then the, all embodied into one. So, with that visualization, the, we do often practice of seven limbs. And the short mandala to the merit field and make the request. But first limb is the first limb is frustration. So, even though physically we're sitting, but you can mentally you can visualize a number of your body cover the whole ground. either in the body or like thousand arms in the sick, you know, the body thousand arms, so it's easy to cover. And visual large, so it's covered the ground. So, or four directions, corners, covered the ground. Then lay down to push to the SL. Go to Shadim Buddha. So, so. And say, all the whole lectures here include that. So, so, this is same not only here, but when you are sometimes due to sicknesses or how you are unable to prostrate with the body, so one can still do the prostration by visualizing, see. so you have an altar here, at your house, wherever, the altar here. So then, nowadays, so your body lay down from four directions, corners, then lay down to process, you see. And then physically, you do like this, prepared, you see. So there's 8 benefits and 10 benefits, you see, just the minute when you prepared to the Buddha, to the, you see, all object, meditative. So, so, So the 때문에 여러분이 불협함 투여주도보다 주어주시 아 스타주스 투표 스킵주 그시 예 스타주스 투표 스킵주 그보다 아 그래서 매일 졸리 혼합주스 소 it creates to bond higher, but they image, but so to be king in those realms. I mentioned many times in the past, some years ago, but now I forgot a little bit the benefits. So anyway, we don't remember. So, then it creates cause, the many you put upon this Buddha, I mean the immediate field, you see. it creates cause to say, to generate devotion. So, the Guru Tibetan Buddha Dharma Sangha. So without devotion, then there's no way to receive blessings. There's no cause to receive blessings. Without receiving blessing, then there's no cause for attaining realizations, attaining path of enlightenment, you see. So the devotion becomes the root here, you see. To this transformation mind into this the positive mind, the devotion, you see. devotion is like the fuel, the car, the airplanes, the rocket, you know, all that makes to move, you see, even though there's many other machines. The airplane has many parts, you know, so many details about our car. But without fuel, cannot be anything. All this cannot function. So here, devotion for inner development. outside, you know, all the vehicles function, electricity, fuel to function. You see. the whole city to function, the lift, electricity, there's so many computers, so many things in the city to function, electricity. If the electricity stopped, then there's nothing, everything stopped. So, but here inside, inner development, devotion, this positive mind, you see, the cause to a blessing, the Sangha, and then from that you see attainment. From this then realization comes the after enlightenment, you see. from the root, discovering the Guru and Buddha from there, then realization from the beginning of the path, perfecting the birth, the lumbering stage path from enlightenment. So then the whole the entire renunciation to this life, renunciation to future life, samsara, then basically that on bodhicitta, able to generate the root compassion towards all sentiments. Then they also able to realization of that view. Come back and come and see. Then you can have Tantra, the Lord Tantra, the path having sun and not having sun. See. the Hamanta Tantra, the gradual completion, the generation state, completion state, all that, to the universe state of Vajtara. So all that development, inner development, complete inner development. So. So it can cause to have this realization, devotion, say that. And then also then morality. Again, that's the basis. That's the basis say, for happiness, and that's the basis for future birth, you know, good birth. The basis of happiness. So the, for example, 10 virtues, Psalm F, 10 virtues, you see, the verse said, you know, that our life problem, our this life, whatever problem we have gone through so far, and what is we're going to experience in the near future, so however, basically, it's a, well, from where, what's the cause of the roots, you see, the ten virtues, basically, ten, from the result of ten virtues, you know, basically. So the, all the problems which we do not, that we do not like, and that we are afraid of, you see. So, and so the result of those, you know, so the, all the future life sufferings, whether it's Lord in, whether it's higher than the human realm, however, all is basically is not every single thing, but basically is the matter is basically so therefore, yeah, so now total opposite. So all the happiness which we wish, so basically the ten virtue, see, even while we're in samsara, of the pleasure, of the happiness, or success. So no question about liberation and the full enlightenment. So the the morality then cannot have can you see kind of achieve the put this way, without the higher training of the morality, the morality, you see, higher training, higher special, is by having refuge with one's heart. The useful fear, the positive fear, the useful fear, that, suffering samsara, putting up the Lord in, and so the fear that's needed, needed, so to get out of samsara, to get out of the suffering, fear that's needed in order to get out of that. Which courage, which gives inspiration to get out of the suffering of samsara, oceans of samsara suffering, which continuation has no beginning, but the end. So, need the fear, fear which came from intelligence, fear which came from understanding the how samsara is natural suffering. Fear which comes from the intelligence of the understanding the how sometimes it was natural suffering, not natural happiness, but natural suffering. If you look at natural happiness, then that's how being attached to that, that's how we get caught in the prison of samsara from beginningless time, looking at it pleasure, looking at it as something. Like mentioned, looking at samsara, this natural suffering, you're looking at it like a beautiful garden, it's pleasurable, you see, it's an achievement, you see, something to look for, achievement. So then, because the attachment is tied to, you know, see, when you sleep with samsara, bound to look at, so after now we haven't got liberated from this heavy burden, sometimes, see, we didn't get liberated. So because we're always looking at it as something to be chased, pleasurable, I say, happy, you see, beautiful garden, see, like that. So anyway, so that's why, that's for that. So that attachment, you know, which is something which is suffering but looking pleasurable, see, something nice, good. So, see, no problem, see. They get cheated all the time, deceived all the time. From beginning to the birth of now, this attachment cheated this believing it's pleasurable, see, instead of looking at it as suffering, there which is suffering. So, as for that, that one makes to detach and to give us courage to get out of that. Actually, tough, get out of this, you see. Total liberty to ourselves. So that didn't happen because that mistake. no mistakes, something good, see. naturally, say, pleasurable from the body, say. So anyway, so as the as I mentioned, the Four Noble Truth, the true suffering, true cause of suffering, cessation of the suffering, and true path, see. So, the, from where the sufferings came, so all rising, the karma and delusion, from where all the suffering arises. The delusion, the wrong concepts, this delusion, wrong concept, the superstitious thought. Superstitious thought or superstition. So, the life, the ones on the body, mind, and possessions, and the surrounding people, families, even though their nature is impermanent, their nature is impermanent, but having superstitious thought is the concept of permanence. that oneself will live for, every morning when we get up, I will live for many years. Every day, this the superstitious thought, you see, that I will live for many years. every morning when you get up, the thought there. Even 5 minutes before the car accident, or aeroplane crash, or whatever, you see, before the earthquake, or the, before your heart failed, before your collapse, coping coma, however, even 5 minutes before that, this thought is still there. I will live for many years. So you can see that's how it. Superstition, concept permanence, you see. Then all these things, it's going to be always like this, you know. If you see a beautiful flower, it's always going to be like this. If you see a beautiful body, it's always going to be like this. It's always going to be like this. Never change. No decay, no change. Every day, no change, no decay. You see. not only every day, but even within an hour, even within minutes, you know. we never discover, we never see the change, decay. This doesn't last even with an hour, minutes, and second by second, and even split second. There's a subtle impermanence that doesn't, even within second, it doesn't last. It decay. That thing which exists period second, it doesn't exist. Whatever the beautiful flower or body, whatever exists before, the second before, the next now, this second. Same, and the word was exist before previous minute, doesn't exist now, which was exist before previous hour, doesn't exist this hour. So what exists yesterday, doesn't exist. So that's something that's so. So I have a I remember that from Hisanas, you know, maybe the peace of Simchide, the happiness, peace of mind. And that book. So when you meet, the person, it says, you are the person that, you know, say, that person, you know, I met you young time, and, you know, this and this and this. So you remember the story of, you are that person. So they said that, of course, we think that that's the same person, but it's not reality, because there's a lot of change between. There's so much change happened, you know, decay. I mean, you know, but normally, you know, in our daily life, it's a concept, you see, the same person, which is not true. So, that's right. So, anyway, so it means, you see, which exists. Second before doesn't exist in the second, so it's in decay. So even within second. So therefore, the whole conclusion means there's nothing to be attached to, there's nothing to cling to. The conclusion is that, for that helps the mindfulness and in the impermanence, discover this, and realization of this, you see, it helps to overcome attachment and, the delusion, this main cause of samsara, superstition, is this attachment. It means it doesn't exist as it believes. What it projects, you see, the object, you know, in the view, attachment, it's own view. It said it's own view, what it projects about that. So it doesn't exist, you see. Like the ignorance, concept of ignorance, you know, what it projects, truly existent, doesn't exist. It's not there. So the attachment is built on the basis of that, you know. So attachment is on view, project on that. So happiness exists. Same thing. So anyway, same thing, the anger on the basis of truly existent, which is projected by the ignorance, concept of truly existent, by leaving negative imprint on the mind, you know. Then, anger is by thinking of the, you know, interpreting the person's mind or actions, you see, as harm. You know, because your attachment doesn't, it hurts your attachment, it hurts your self-taking thought. So then, at your attachment, your self-taking thought interpreted as harm. But it doesn't hurt your bodhicitta, it doesn't hurt your compassion, it doesn't hurt your wisdom thinking, realizing or seeing empty, you see, it doesn't attack. But your attachment self-changing thought, you see, it hurts them. Then interpret, you see, the label the harm and believe the harm, believe the bad, you see. So again, anger, then the anger rises of that, because that the anger rises. Then it has its own project on that. You see, so build up on the inherent existence, you see. So, that doesn't exist, so how can what the anger belief, how to exist, you see. the object, you see. That is why in sense supposed to have their superstition. The object, what it believe, apparent to not exist, you see. There's such thing there. So similar, how the concept of truly existent, concept of holding I, so forth, phenomena as truly existent, while they are not, while they're empty of true existence, while they're totally empty, there's no slightest even atom of existing from the side, or existing by nature, you see, inherently existent, there's no slightest even atom of that. You see, if you look for, can't find. When you don't analyze, it looks like there, but it looks like there's, you know, something real thing there. But when you analyze, you cannot find anywhere not on the base nor anywhere it exists. You find total non-existence. That's what you discover through analysis. So therefore, that ignorance, that consciousness, that superstition, that's great superstitious thought. So that is similar to the other delusions, all the rest of the delusions then. So superstitious thought. So therefore, even that, even thinking that superstition is taught, it's helpful because what it means is, you see, as the way the apparent object is, believe it doesn't, there's such things, it doesn't exist. So it overcomes the attachment, delusion, special thought, attachment, the main cause of the samsara is there. In our daily life, maybe some people, most of the anger rising, maybe some, but usually it's attachment called, from among the delusion what rises is mostly attachment, day and night. So what makes to rank against samsara is due to concept of true existence. The self-grasping of the person, self-grasping of the aggregates for the phenomena. then this three-person mind, the attachment, the ignorance, not knowing dharma, not knowing karma, anger, those things rises, those positive thoughts rise. And then motivate, calming the formation, the compounding action, which leaves calming imprint on the mental, on the consciousness of the mind, that is throws, or which brings future rebirth, So that's that. Then also craving grasping, which makes the calming imprint, the left, on the mental condition, the future samsara, future rebirth, left on the mental condition, by the coming formation, which is motivated by the ignorance, those delusions, so craving, grasping, also attachment, so that which procrastinate the coming imprint left on the mental condition, that which just the next life, then a life of death, then, takes the rebirth, say that rebirth, so here, maintaining the impermanence, having this realization, then overcome attachment. doesn't find any reason to be attached to, when our mind is in the meditation, mindfulness of the nature, the impermanence, so the then they say. So
So what cheated us so far? What really cheated us so far? You know, didn't allow to have any attainment, any realization. Even once I met Buddha Dharma a long time ago, but so far I didn't have any attainment. not even realization of impermanence that that we needed to be at the very beginning, even they didn't have, not even realization of perfect image. But it's the very beginning of the path to enlightenment. So the besides, you know, Buddhism and so forth, all those non-existent tantric realizations, even the coming part is not have any attainment, and the mind made the heart empty so far. Not only empty, empty in this life, empty from beginningless rebirth, and nothing happened, no progress happened, or still the same, what's the mental continuum, what's the attitude is still the same before one met Dharma, before one come to know anything about Buddhism, or maybe sometimes even worse, and than before met the Dharma. So you examine more pride, which you didn't have before, and all sorts of things, minimal emotional things then which you didn't have before, unable to really engage into practice. Even one knows the practice, intellectually one wants to understand it, but unable to engage in the practice in the daily life. You see, unable to do. But lots of time, one finds lots of time to do other things. Meaningless activities, for the happiness of this life, pleasure of this life, one finds a lot of time for this. But, Dharma practice, from where you can achieve all the happiness in all the coming future lives, good birth and all the happiness in all the future lives, but just one. All the conflicts, and from where you can achieve liberation, from where you can achieve total liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause delusion karma, and full enlightenment from this Dharma practice. Engage in Dharma practice from where you achieve all this, all the happiness, all the conflicts, lives and liberation. The ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness, liberation from samsara, and full enlightenment. From where you achieve it, from where you can, that you Dharma practice, which makes you truly qualified to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them into full enlightenment. However, no time. More time to engage in practice, but there's so much time to be able to have, so much time, to work for this life, the pleasure of this life. So, in other words, there's a lot of time, following, to serve delusion, to work for delusion. For self-cherishing thought and attachment, however, then unable to do practice of the then unable to engage in the lama meditation. In the daily life, and even they were taking a lot of vows, then see, a lot of vows, but unable to practice, engage, So I have all this, and whatever the karma that one engages, the, even the very, very basic, the tenant virtue, so this, and that's, all the harms that others sometimes receive, so one give. So I have with the negative emotional thoughts, and jealous mind, and so forth, all this. Anger and this selfish mind, so the attachment. So, however, all this due to this concept of permanence, nothing in death, nothing in impermanent death. So, all these mistakes about that. So, there's in Katamba Geshe's, there's a saying that they said that, I think maybe it's said this way. 100 things that one knows, Shiva Jayutang, Shiva Chulus, there are hundreds of things that one knows. But one thing that you don't think. So, one thing that one doesn't think. So that teaches deceit. So the 100 things one knows, or the hundreds, many things one does. But there's one thing, big mistake. The big mistake is the, what doesn't make the mind say, develop dharma, you know, what doesn't allow it, see. what thing doesn't get in the life, or, you know, dharma practice, see, inner development, what doesn't happen. And there's so many things, and there's so many things, well, the meaning is that nothing becomes dharma, or no development, you see, nothing becomes dharma. So that's by one mistake, that the not thinking impermanence death, see, the nature of life. So that's what, cheated of the concept of permanence and the whole mistake came from that. See, nothing about that. So the not only that I will die after some time, not that, but the death can happen. You see, any day, death can happen any day. You know, any day. In an hour, in a moment, that can happen. So that, that can happen any moment. In a day, any moment, it can happen. So that one. So the, so what the Gautama is saying is very true, see, because nothing of that, then everything gets stuck. Attainment or the daily life activities, or, you know, many hundreds of things, but not become dharma. So, see, anyway, So, for example, if the doctor, for example, if the doctor says, you know, you'll die any day. So the doctor says, go to the hospital, and the doctor says, you'll die any day, see? Mm. So you don't have much long to live, and you'll die any day. So then suddenly, so many things were you doing, so many things were you doing, see? Suddenly you don't see any meaning. Suddenly, when the doctor tells you, see, you don't have much to live until you die soon, see? And until you die, then suddenly you discover you're doing so many things. This is only kind of no meaning. No meaning. no meaning in the sense, no meaning in the sense that you can carry with you and benefit, enjoy next lives. So this isn't there. This is what you're doing. It benefits to future life happiness, liberation, enlightenment, right? So suddenly you have to change the whole entire attitude. Let's say you have cancer, you know, sometimes you have cancer and you could die. See? In the day, you know, have to change whole. You see your whole life totally different, and see your whole entire motivation change. So your direction lives too. I mean, this of course somebody who I think who knows. I mean, reincarnation karma. I think reincarnation. So and then everything directs towards. So doesn't see any purpose to cling. Doesn't see any purpose to cling. This body or this, you know, the enjoyment, you see, and the belongings and, you know, surrounding people and, you know, doesn't make sense to grasp to it. You know, you don't see the purpose. Doesn't make sense. Like childish, doesn't make sense. So, so then here, of course, then it's first. only the thought of seeking happiness in your life, and the liberation from the higher death, liberation from samsara, and full enlightenment. So, total transformation, total change. I think many stories. However, so whatever you do, you know, here it directed towards long-run happiness, not only just happiness, but happiness all the time, future lives, liberation of samsara, enlightenment, however, depending on which dharma motivation. So there's one monk, Buddhagaya, Buddhagaya at the Gelugu monastery. There's one monk, Temba something. So this monk was had some heart thing. So he went to see the doctor, and the doctor said that he will die any time. So then this monk, gave everything, all his belongings away, all the text, even he gave me some text, you know. So he gave away all these belongings. And then he requested this, and Ling Rinpoche, Central Hamas, Elder Trudeau, to give a Lama Chöpa group, comment from the group, which he requested. So then, not only myself received benefit, but many other, you know, lamas, many geshes, so many people got this incredible blessing. I mean, benefit, you see, there's the teachings from Ling Rinpoche. And at the same, while Rinpoche was giving teaching to us, but he took, I think, from two beginnings, I think, I heard, took lineage from his name is Tian Rinpoche, who's also a lama. So, And him, there may be also other teachings, I think he may be initiations responsible. So he spent a lot of money for this. so he told me that he told the doctor that he would die any time. So so he's preparing for that, you see. So but but after many years, after I think I don't know 7 years, 10 years, you know, I met him and got in the monastery. And Gyatso Zenmei Rinpoche, a great Lama, he's on the channel, which is hard to settle. So, so he requested a long life initiation. So Lama don't have a long life initiation. He requested. I was there, so I got benefit also because he requested. So I was to receive. I think my first time Lama don't have, you know. A long life initiation from Gyatso Zenmei Rinpoche. So anyway, because he, you know, a doctor means that you can die any time. But so many people got benefited from him. You know, that he sponsored teachings and he, you know, spent all this money for that teachings and many things. Is it too? So many people got benefited. Anyway, so anyway, he didn't die, but. You see, you know, even he died, there's nothing to cling, and he already collected so much merit, you know, there's so much permanence, even the death happened, you know, he made himself so free, you know, there's nothing to get caught to, there's nothing to get to cling to. So anyway, you see, so he didn't die, he lived for many years, but he got so much benefit also. By living many years, so that he was able to use his life to practice Dharma, you know, to benefit medicine and everything like that. So, however, so the whatever we think, whatever one thinks, you know, any negative karma collected or mistakes done, or however, you know, unable to practice or something, whatever, the mistake is not thought properly, not thought deep in the heart. The death can happen any time. So that's very clear. Why we, our mind is, you know, why delusions are so strong? Why you can't overcome delusion? Why the delusion overcome? Delusion, see, can always control us. And you can't control delusion. It's always, there's also all the problems. However, whatever is psychological problem, or say, whatever is called, crazy, or psychological problem, or whatever is labeled, all these two, the delusion, however, that you cannot control, that you cannot do, you know. Specify, you see, and so that, and delusion control, all that. So then, all these mental, physical problems, all these emotional problems, all this would that one has to go to see some in the psychologist and that consultation, you see. So I have the of course one good thing they can make money. So, however, all that is it, however, the basic thing is this this virtuous mind, the, you know, due to mistake, this concept of permanence. So anyway, yeah. So then so with the mindfulness in this, meditation this, mindfulness in daily life this, the result we have a liberation. Then also you see, then with the bodhicitta, there's also that basis in the bodhicitta, which is enlightenment. So without this mindfulness, then attacks, the delusion rises overwhelms oneself, and then endless samsara. Endless samsara. So the result is endless samsara. So the endless reincarnating, the cycle of death and rebirth. So that the the other thing is to have so to finish. To finish